Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Woody Herman led big bands from the late 1930s to the end of his life in 1987. Two of his early orchestras, the First and Second Herds, have become legendary for their musical vitality and the way in which they helped lead and personify swing's evolution into bebop in the mid to late 1940s. We'll hear their music as well as some recordings from the band that preceded them, known as the Band That Plays the Blues. It's Heard Twice, Woody Herman in the 1940s, coming up next on Nightlights.
We're making B discs today. And now we'd like to do a tune for you called Apple Honey. It's a jumper. We hope you get a kick out of it. Thank you.
first heard in 1944 at a V-Disc recording session performing Herman's composition Apple Honey, with soloists including Neil Hefti on trumpet, arranger Ralph Burns on piano, and Herman himself on clarinet, from the Hep CD The V-Disc Years 1944 through 1946. Because of a musician's recording ban, the Herman Orchestra wouldn't make a studio recording of that tune for another 5 months. Woody Herman, bandleader, clarinetist, singer, and saxophonist, was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on May 16, 1913. Herman was something of a showbiz prodigy as a child, singing and dancing in vaudeville, billed as the Boy Wonder. But it was the musical instruments he took up at an early age and his love of jazz artists such as Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington that paved the way for his eventual career. Herman made his way into the professional entertainment orchestra scene of the 1930s, where his enthusiasm, friendliness, and musical versatility served him well, and he ended up with songwriter Isham Jones's band. When Jones decided in 1936 to retire and live off his considerable royalties, Herman took over, and the orchestra eventually became known as the Band That Plays the Blues. While radio broadcast helped build recognition for the band, it was the 1939 song Woodchopper's Ball that would really put them on the map. Herman would later say that the recording sold more than 5 million copies in all and was the biggest hit of his career. People never stopped asking for it, even decades later in the 1970s and 80s. We'll also hear the band's theme, Blue Flame. First, here's Woody Herman's Band That Plays the Blues and Woodchopper's Ball on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Woody Herman's so-called band that plays the blues in 1941 doing Herman's theme song, Blue Flame, and the Herman band before that in 1939 doing Woodchopper's Ball, both tracks from the CD Blues on Parade. Herman's band that plays the blues had already dabbled in the emerging progressive jazz of the 1940s by recording the young Dizzy Gillespie's composition, Down Under. Throughout his entire career, Woody Herman would have a reputation for his musical open-mindedness and his willingness to incorporate new sounds and elements into his bands. And this was perhaps nowhere more evident than in the 1940s, as he went about transforming the band that plays the blues into what would come to be known as the First Herd, bringing in talented and innovative young musicians such as pianist and arranger Ralph Burns, bassist Chubby Jackson, saxophonist Flip Phillips, and trumpeter and arranger Neil Hefti. The new band had a joyous, explosive energy, a seemingly fearless musical exuberance. One musician, looking back 50 years later, called the First Herd killers of the mid-40s, the most thrilling bunch of musicians ever assembled. Here's Woody Herman's First Herd and Northwest Passage on Nightlights. Thank you. Woody Herman and the First Herd doing Your Father's Mustache and Northwest Passage before that, both recorded in 1945. In addition to big band flag wavers, the First Herd scored commercial success with some vocal numbers, and Herman broke the band out from time to time into a small group called the Woodchoppers, giving musicians such as trumpeter Sonny Berman a chance to shine in a different context. We'll hear the Woodchoppers doing Igor, a Red Norvo Shorty Rogers tune named after composer Igor Stravinsky, who actually wrote a composition for the First Herd. More on that in the second half of the show. Right now, Ralph Burns' arrangement of a popular mid-1940s noir movie theme, which became the First Herd's biggest hit, with its leader on vocals. Here's Woody Herman singing Laura on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Woody Herman's Woodchoppers performing Igor in 1946, and the first heard before that backing Herman's vocals on Laura in 1945. I'll have more of the music of Woody Herman in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Using locally grown and organic ingredients. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. Carry out and delivery information at 323-2233. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Heard Twice, Woody Herman in the 1940s on Nightlights. Playing the music of bandleader Woody Herman on this edition of Nightlights. In addition to hits, vocal tracks, and small group sides, Herman's mid-1940s first heard big band ventured into the realm of what might be considered pre-third stream jazz, the convergence of jazz and classical music that would gain attention in the 1950s by recording two extended compositions, one by band pianist and arranger Ralph Burns and the other by classical composer Igor Stravinsky. How Stravinsky came to write a piece for Herman's orchestra has long been the subject of much jazz mythology, but somehow Stravinsky, living in California in the mid-1940s, heard several of the first heard's recordings and was particularly impressed by Ralph Burns's Bijou, which, as critics have pointed out, sounds somewhat Stravinskian. Herman also supposedly paid Stravinsky, who was low on funds at the time, a generous commission. We'll hear part one of Stravinsky's Ebony Concerto, preceded by this, the opening of Ralph Burns's extended summer sequence composition for the band on Nightlights. Thank you. First heard performing part one of Igor Stravinsky's Ebony Concerto, written especially for the band. We also heard them doing part one of pianist and arranger Ralph Burns's Summer Sequence. The First Heard performed the Ebony Concerto at a Carnegie Hall concert in the spring of 1946, but by the end of the year, the band was no more. Numerous challenges, such as transportation and salary cost, and changing lifestyles of returning soldiers, forced many big bands out of business by 1947, and Herman took 9 months off to look after his ailing wife. But by the end of 1947, Herman was back with what would be dubbed the Second Heard, once again an orchestra of talented, daring young musicians, but this time with a bebop kick. and another more troubling kind of kick, heroin addiction. Saxophonists such as Zoot Sims, Stan Getz, and Serge Shaloff gave Herman a dynamic sound even as they created problems on and off the bandstand. As yet another musician recording strike loomed, Herman rushed the band into the studio to make a number of sides for Columbia. We'll hear band member Jimmy Giuffre's tune that became an anthem for Herman's saxophone section, Four Brothers, as well as a live broadcast of Ralph Burns' Summer Sequence, which became a star feature for Stan Getz, Early Autumn, and trumpeter Shorty Rogers' Keeper of the Flame, Woody Herman's second heard on Nightlights. Thank you.
It was Stan Getz on tenor with Ralph Byrne's composition Early Autumn, the Woody Herman Herd. But you haven't heard the Woody Herman Herd until you've heard the Herd riding Herd on Shorty Rogers' composition, Keeper of the Flame.
Thank you.
Burns' second heard with two live performances, Keeper of the Flame and the hit vehicle for tenor saxophonist Stan Getz before that, Early Autumn, and the set starting off with the second heard's anthem written by Jimmy Giuffre, Four Brothers. At the end of 1948, with the second recording band at an end, Herman was finally able to get the second heard back into the studio, this time for the Capitol label. The second heard would roll along for a few more months, but Herman would ultimately disband it as well, calling it a financial albatross. The band was spectacular, but the public wasn't ready for it, Herman wrote years later in his autobiography. Unlike the previous heard, it wasn't playing the pop music of the day. But the demise of the second heard was hardly the demise of Woody Herman. He'd go on to lead more reconfigured orchestras, some of them outstanding in their own right, for the next 35 years, and we'll feature some of them in a future Nightlight show. Before disbanding, the second heard laid down 19 studio tracks that represent the second bookend of its recorded legacy. We'll hear two of them, beginning with More Moon on Nightlights.
Before you crash. gullible clown. You fool, you're headed in the wrong direction. Can't you see the detour ahead? The further you travel, the harder to unravel the web. He spins around you. Turn back while there's time. Don't you see the danger sign? Soft shoulders surround you. Smooth road. Oh, lucky me that suddenly I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all that trouble. Smooth road. Smooth road. No detour ahead.
Closed with Woody Herman's Second Heard performing Detour Ahead with Marianne McCall on vocals and More Moon featuring Gene Ammons on tenor sax. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner, using locally grown and organic ingredients. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. Carry out and delivery information at 323-2233. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.